same power. This is a free gift that God has given us. You know, and verse 8, verse 18. It says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be, being not weak in the faith. See, we can't be weak in the faith. He, talking about Abraham, considered not his own body dead when he was about 100 years old. See, now you know, it's no man can bring forth a child at age 100. But look what God did. Neither did he take in consideration the deadness of Sarah's womb. But the ability to call things like we would, you know, this is what Abraham did. He didn't.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual One Man broadcast with Evangelist Wonder Bear. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bear. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bear or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box
5884. But when we put it all together, this is what we like to call you, Jesus.
Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday, same time, here on KAYT 88.1. We go deeper in the Word of God.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel, this is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's word for your life today.
I spoke this morning from John chapter 15, verse 9 through 13, about the love that Christ wants the church, the believers, the disciples to have in him. And it's a true love, it's a sure love, it's a pure love. But there's been a holding in my spirit on that word today. This hour, there are so many needs, so many people who come in hurting, in need of a true touch from the Lord, a touch that makes a difference. A touch that makes a change. A touch that lets them know they've been connected to the power that changes and transforms lives, like the woman with the issue of blood. You know the story well, but the power was it. It was in her faith to reach and to reach out to Jesus. No one else could heal her. How can you say that, preacher? Because she tried. The record is she went from doctor to doctor to doctor. And she spent all she had. and was better than none. So she went everywhere she could go. She reached out to everyone who should know, and none of them could cure her. But her faith said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. Yes. Wherever your faith is today, God is so faithful that he will meet you at your point of faith. Some of us are at different levels. Some of us have different knowledge, different understandings of him and who he is and how he operates. And so some of us function at higher levels and some of us at medium levels and lower levels. But it doesn't matter, because Jesus said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you could speak to this mountain. And he was speaking to a literal mountain, but he was literally saying, whatever the mountain is in your life, if you by faith speak to that mountain, tell it to be removed from hence to over yonder place. In other words, get out of my way. He said, it should happen for you. The grain of mustard seed is so small, it's smaller than a gnat. A tiny little gnat. But what is so amazing about that very small mustard seed is that when that seed is planted, it grows up into a tree. I ain't talking about no mustard green seed. I'm talking about a mustard tree seed, so that birds can nest in that tree from something so very tiny. And some of you carrying around problems that the Lord wants you to cast on him. He wants you to speak to it, and it should obey you. Now, there are some things we've got to deal with. There are some crosses we have to bear. But you need to know the difference between the two. And sometimes the people of God miss God. Come on, I need you to keep playing. Some people miss God because they don't know God is doing something in you. He's developing your faith. How many Sundays in and Sundays out you come and the problem comes with you, and the problem leaves with you. And there are just some problems, I want to be honest with you, God don't intend for you to carry, but it's your choice. It's your choice. There are things you can cast upon the Lord because he cares for you. Sometimes God wants to make you an example, so he send you through the... Come here, Job. Have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him? He loves God and he hates evil. And God went to bragging on Job, but the enemy thought that Job was good, like he was good just because God blessed him. he discounted the fact that Job loved the Lord. He trusted the Lord. He had a relationship with the Lord. And God permitted Job to be tested. Had done no wrong, done no harm, did nobody anything. But God wanted to prove that those who are faithful to God, God is faithful to them. God wants me to tell somebody here today, he has not forgotten the promises he's made to you. I know it seems like it hasn't come, but the Lord says, wait on me.
Yeah.
Wait on him. Wait on him. Wait on him. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Don't let the devil fool you and make you think that God is not doing what he promised he's going to do. He's working it out for you. And I can promise you it's going to be bigger and better than what you expected, because God is faithful. Tell your neighbor, hold on a little while longer. Tell your other neighbor, hold on just a little while longer. Encourage yourself and say, hold on just a little while longer, and everything will be all right. Glory, 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 glory to God. Give the Lord a hand of praise today. Our God is faithful. I said our God is faithful. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you got the faith, God's got the power. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to leave here the same way you came. In Jesus' name. Bound, afflicted, sick or lame. For the power of the Lord. In other words, what he's done already, he can do again. It's still the same. So you won't leave here like you came. In Jesus' name. I want you to come to the altar if you believe that, and you wanna lay down your burdens. You wanna tell God, God, I believe you. I trust you. I am still holding on. I'm waiting on my breakthrough. I know you are faithful. I know you're gonna do it. And God, when you do it, the devil in hell won't be able to say anything about it, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about believers now. I ain't talking about members and people just coming to the altar. I'm talking about believers. I'm just moving by the Holy Ghost. I said I'm just moving by the Holy Ghost. He knows what your needs are.
But he said, ask him for what you want. If it's healing, ask him. If it's deliverance, ask him. If it's finances, ask him. If it's to heal your marriage, ask him. If it's to save your child, ask him. Whatever it is you need, ask him in Jesus' name. And he will do it. He will do it. Gracious God, our Father, I stretch my hands out now before your people. Lord God, you told me to call them. You told me to tell them to ask you in faith, doubting nothing. And Lord God, I've done what you told me to do. I know, God, that you're going to answer prayers. I know that you're going to work miracles. I know, Lord, that you're going to deliver, you're going to heal, you're going to bless financially. I know, God, you're going to curse every demon spirit that haunts the people of God. I know, Lord God, that you're going to minister to the people of God in such a way that they will sense the virtue, touch their bodies from your power that changes and transforms their lives. Lord God, you told me to call believers to the altar who are activating their faith right now. Some of them have got to go to the doctor this week, but Lord, we're believing you for a good report. We're believing you that you are giving them the answer, that it is fixed, that it is well, that it is done even now. There's some people going to court this week up against the enemy, and he looks like a giant. But God, you want me to remind them that the bigger the giants are, the harder they fall. In the name of Jesus. God, I want you to give peace to some soul that's troubled right now. They sense something, but they can't put the finger on it. Let the Holy Ghost give them peace that passeth understanding. Father, we bless your name. We give you praise. We give you glory. Answer them now. Meet their needs now. Stir them up now. Do what you promised now. Let them believe now. Let the doors open up now. Let the crooked ways be made straight now. God, do as only you can do, and do it now. Regardless of what we see, regardless of what we feel, regardless of what others say, we trust you. And we count it done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we receive it because we believe it. In Jesus' name, that's it. God has given you the victory. To God be the glory. That's it. That's it. Hallelujah. 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 How many of you know it ain't been you that kept you, it's been the Lord that's kept you? I know this is not the same old usual, the regular, but the Lord don't want this right now. He wants the believer to walk by faith and not by sight, to trust him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, help me, choir.
doors of the church are open. The doors of the church are open. Week in and week out, week in and week out, the word of God is preached from this pulpit. God is ready for the people of God to activate this word. You've got enough word in you to change the world. You've got enough word in you to change your situation and your condition. You've got enough word in you to call God and have God to answer what he said he'll do. It's time you activate that word. Activate that word. Believe him and call him according to his word to do what he said he'll do. It's time you start taking a righteous stand. Making clear, God, I believe, I receive, I'm ready for the manifestation. I've been faithful. I've judged you faithful. And I want to see you bring it to pass. When you look at Hebrews chapter 11, it is filled with 40 verses. Of people who had uncommon faith. Uncommon faith. It wasn't average. It wasn't normal. It wasn't small. It was faith so strong that it moved God to do something about that situation. The question today is your faith strong enough to move God? I said, is your faith strong enough to move God? You see, you can blame everybody and everything about why this isn't happening. But the question comes down to you. Where is your faith? He's got the power. The doors are open for one today who have faith enough to say, God, I believe you, I trust you. I surrender my life to you today. I want you to take me and make me into what you want me to be. I believe you, God. I believe you can change and transform a life. I believe you can heal and deliver. I believe you can make new. And if he's calling you, speaking to you by his spirit, come on. Come on, this is your time. That blessing, that breakthrough that you're waiting on, God wants me to tell you through his spirit, he's waiting on you to do something about it. You have not because you ask not. Or you're asking amiss. You're not asking according to the word, the will, and the way of God. The doors of the church are open for you to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He said, you must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. And if there's one here today who know they need the Lord in the pardons of their sin, come on, this is your time. Come by letter. A Christian experience, baptism, or maybe God is calling you to ministry, a certain ministry. It may not even yet exist in our ministry, but he's birthing it in you, and he wants you to come and bring it forward. This is your time.
This is the time in the service where God is giving you an opportunity to come. God bless you. God bless you. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is a personal invitation from God. And the Spirit of God is dealing with you now. What is he saying to you? What is he doing in you? What is he stirring up in you that's so real you can't keep it down? You can't hold it back. The tears won't stop flowing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is faithful. God is faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Is there another today? Is there another today? The Bible declares Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
Jesus says in Matthew 7:7, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Apostle Broadnax and the intercessory prayer team is ready to pray the prayer of faith for you. The Bible says in James 5:16, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Call now with your most urgent prayer request, 1-800-237-7801. You're just one dial away from your miracle. Call now, 1-800-237-7801. Apostle Broadnax is making available to you the prayer blessed handkerchief. Thousands around the world have been healed, delivered, and blessed financially as they've used this biblical point of contact.